Welcome to the Future of Funeral Service. I am your host, Robin Heppel from FuneralFuturist.com. We're continuing our series of pre-convention interviews for the ICCFA annual convention that is going to be held in San Diego, California on March 26th to the 29th. Today's guest is Paul LeMasters from Rosenacker & Associates, located in Cincinnati, Ohio. Paul, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Rob.
Great, Paul. Now, can you give me a little bit of background about yourself and your company, please?
I've been a funeral director for a little over 10 years, and I practice in Ohio and licensed also in West Virginia. And I, during my tenure as a funeral director, I decided I was going to head back to law school, do a little bit more and tied to the industry. And it took a little while, but eventually I got through law school and ended up working at a couple different law practices, but ended up at Alderwoods as corporate counsel and really tied to the industry. And then I took that, and now I work with, as you said, Rosenacker & Associates, and myself and Frank Rosenacker. We work specifically in the funeral industry with funeral homes, cemeteries, crematories, pre-need insurance companies, pretty much, I say, anything death care related. We've got people involved in it. And we do everything from legal side, obviously. I'm an attorney, and so is Frank. But not only the legal side, but we do a lot of business consulting with all everyone, kind of help them to give them resources to really build. And we do everything from buying and selling, day-to-day management, day-to-day legal issues, and we also have a full accounting staff here. So we have CPAs, and we also have bookkeepers, and we provide those services as well. So
okay.
That's it in a nutshell, kind of a big nutshell, but that's it.
Okay, great. Now, down in San Diego, you're going to be presenting Forms Management, Making Sense Out of Alphabet Soup. So, Paul, what are we talking about here? We're talking about a bunch of paper or what?
Yeah, it's a pretty hot topic. You know, it's the downfall of the legal side of this. It's not that exciting sometimes. But, you know, with the forms now, funeral homes, cemeteries, crematories, everybody, the forms are just becoming overwhelming. Every funeral home and, again, cemetery, everybody I go to visit, they've just got drawers full and computer files of all these forms for disclosures, releases. They're federally mandated. They're state mandated. I mean, they've got things for what they think everything. So I try to go through and talk about which ones do you really need, what don't you need. It's overwhelming, and especially for the business owner, they don't really have the time to just sit there and figure out what's what and what needs updated. So it's just a resource so they can hopefully help them out of that, so they don't have to waste their time with it.
Exactly. Now, you know, because I know what it's like, you know, working in a funeral home, and all of a sudden you get a new regulation or you know, you create a new form because you think it can either help your process or something like that. And, you know, probably sometimes people just get, you know, open up that Word document and try to change a few things around or what have you. And what are the kind of the examples that obviously that you've seen in the past that made you think, you know what, this is something that the industry needs to, you know, to be aware of? Like, do you have any specific examples or?
Yeah, you know? I mean, and I do. It's how I've created probably everything that I have in front of me, is just because it's by trial and error. And you know, the business owner, you know, sits there and decides he needs a form to for his pre-need program, so he takes all of his current things and he gets rid of the word at need and puts pre-need on it, and boom, he's all good and ready to go. And sometimes that just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And you know, the release, you know, maybe they had some smooth attorney who helped them do a release because there was a embalming that they wanted to view at one point, and well, now they need a release because somebody fell on their sidewalk. So, you know, the the business owner says, I'll just take out the word embalming and I'll insert slip and fell on my sidewalk, and and they try to create something on their own. Uh-huh. And those seem far-fetched, but that's what I see. I mean, it's, you know, they just try to force anything they can to work, And then they hear about, like you said, a new law, and they said, I better add this in. So they just squeeze it in somewhere, and it just, it unfortunately, doesn't work like that. So, and, you know, you live and die by these, because what you put in writing and people sign off on, everything that helps you can hurt you, too.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that, you know, for the folks that are attending the presentation in San Diego, you know, are you going to give them kind of like a step-by-step process or kind of little like a best practices or what?
Yeah, I'm going to try to run through a little bit about the forms just in general, you know, why they're necessary, why we have them. And then I want to try to put just some real life situations to it. Go through the funeral home, the cemetery, the crematory side, kind of show some examples of common mistakes that I run into and easy fixes so that they don't have the problem. And then I try to wrap the whole thing up with something they can really kind of take home, because that's the thing I want to stress is, you know, okay, you leave here. What do I do now? What is it that I can do? So I try to give them some tips on what they should be doing so hopefully they can fix their problems when mm-hmm. they get back.
No, and it's not, you know, I think, no offense to the lawyers, but, you know, if they, you know, there's some things that they probably don't want to get a legal opinion on for every, like, every form or, you know, probably that's probably something good to do, but, you know, there's, you know, just for some even tracking processes and stuff like that, what, you know, kind of what are your thoughts on that and maybe...
It is. It's a tough, and you got to have some good resources. And there's a lot of resources out there. You know, ICCFA has got some great ones. I worked with them recently to put a model cremation authorization form. There are other places out there. You just have to be careful and make sure that, you know, it fits yours, because for every form that's out there, there's always, you know, there's this little peculiar state exception where you are. That's what makes it really hard, and mm-hmm. I know nobody wants to go out there and pay some attorney, you know, X amount of dollars an hour just to make sure it's right. But I will say, you know, there's probably got to be that part where at least maybe once a year, at least the big forms that you have to use on a, you know, constantly, maybe those are worthwhile to, you know, get somebody to do a little review. But otherwise, yeah, it's just knowing then the rest of the what's good and bad, you know, again, those key things.
Now, you were, before the call, we were chatting, and you had mentioned that, you know, you had a circumstance where someone was using a pre-need form, and it was kind of directing the money in a place that it probably wouldn't want to go. Could you maybe elaborate on that story?
Yeah, I mean, and that's it. You know, people, they grab forms and use them, and I'll say a lot of this is hereditary. You know, the new owner or the new manager or whoever steps in, and they just look at an old form, and however it was filled out or whatever info was in there, you know, they just take it and run with it, which that person probably got from somewhere else, that got from somewhere else. Well, this one had ended up being filled out that the it was a combination funeral home cemetery, that all proceeds, any excess funds, would be delivered always to the family. Well, it kind of came back on them. Where they could have actually held on to some funds after when the pre-need had, you know, come to term, they were forced to refund all this money to families now. It's just one of those things that know what you're filling out, know what you have in front of you. And it was by their choice that they did that.
Okay.
So.
Oh, interesting. Well, and it is something that, you know, as you said earlier, it's probably not the hottest topic, but, you know, sure is important, and, you know, probably ounce of prevention, right? You know, keeps you out of the courtroom or something, or having to cut a big check for a bad pre-need form.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the thing. I mean, you just want to make sure you, and that's one of the biggest things that happens is the ounce of prevention here. It doesn't have to be necessarily the attorney looking over it. It can be just somebody in your office actually looking at the form and saying, you know, hey, does this make sense? I mean, do I really know what this even means? Because, you know, that's the other part of this, is a lot of, you know, business owners, they just, hey, sign here. And they don't mm-hmm. really have to take the time to read that form that they're using to understand what's going on. And if it doesn't make sense to you, and you're the one that's the business owner, I can promise it doesn't make sense to the consumer, and that's when all the problems kind of start.
Yeah, all it takes is some nosy son-in-law to read over the papers, right? And they, look at this. I wonder what this means.
My scenario is always the very aggressive plaintiff's attorney that's out there who's at some cocktail party and overhears somebody saying, oh, yeah, I just did this, but, yeah, unfortunately, that contract or form that we signed said that we had to do this. And then the ear tips and they go, I didn't mean to overhear you, but what happened? And next thing you know, you got an attorney calling you. So in my head, that's how these always develop. And they never happen a week later. It's always a year later, mm-hmm. When the funeral home has completely forgotten about everything with it, and a year later they get a call from somebody.
Exactly. Well, Paul, I think this is, it is necessary, and I think that's the great thing about, ICCFA. They're really trying to cover all the bases, and sure, you want to learn the latest new marketing strategies and things like that, and how maybe you can become more profitable or get more market share, but also there's other things. They are running businesses, and in many instances, $1 million or multi-$1 million businesses, and yeah, you don't want to get caught up on, to some 8.5 by 11 sheet that you just due to its, as you said, kind of getting passed on, and no one just took the time to really read it over once or a couple times and make sure it's doing what it's supposed to be doing.
That's exactly it. I mean, you got to take a little time on all aspects of your business and make sure you're protected.
Exactly. Well, hey, Paul, any parting thoughts before I let you go?
No, I'm looking forward to getting to San Diego, hopefully some good weather, and mm-hmm. seeing everybody out there. It'll say ICCFA, that they always have nice conventions, though, so it'll be good.
Okay, well, I'd just like to thank Paul LeMasters from Rosenacker & Associates, who will be presenting Forms Management, Making Sense of the Alphabet Soup, at ICCFA's annual convention that is going to be held in San Diego, California from March 26th to 29th. For more information and registration details, visit www.iccfa.com. Check back soon for another pre-conference interview. And on behalf of thefuneralgurus.com, this is Robin Heppel. And remember, embrace the future.